The Christianity teaches us to be quiet and humble, but it is impossible to be successful in life without being rigid and dominating. Is it possible to preserve yourself and be successful? We sometimes misunderstand the many Christian notions, humility, humbleness. Jesus Christ said, "Learn from me. I am humble in my heart." Do you remember? Yes, we do. But tell me, who made a whip and was driving out people from the church? Who was overturning tables, scattering money? So what is it? Is it the way we understand the notion of humility? No, it's not. We don't understand the main Christian notions. This is the point. We created fake impressions about these good characteristics. No, Christians have always been rigid. But they were courageous. They were courageous for the truth, not for the pride. This is a big difference between this and that. When we struggle for our insulted pride or our over-prosperity, it's a sin. But if we deal with the truth, when a non-guilty person is being accused, look how Christians were struggling for non-guilty. Look at Saint Nicholas. He was saving people. He was saving non-guilty people, courageous, and struggle for the truth. This is a very important characteristics which do not exclude our personal relations, that we really have to treat each other with the truth. Those who want to be the first shall be the last. Humility should be a predominant feature. But it does not exclude courageous and power from a human being. Who is strong in spirit? Someone who was insulted and he instantly responded in the same way, but or even twice as much. Or the one who preserved himself, who abstained from answering in the same way. Well, do you remember Dostoevsky's Idiot? So we have like the reaction of a creature, of a beast. So this is, we are like dogs, but Christianity calls for the power of spirit. Do not respond in the same way, because with this you will ignite the same reaction to you. So just think what kind of power of spirit we must have to abstain from responding. This is what is humility. What? That's what is humbleness. Who dared say to Ivan the Terrible, expose him? The Metropolitan Philip did in front of everyone, because there was the right moment to do, and he did it, understanding clearly that no one else could do it. But he, as the head of the church, did it. So, you know, well, humbleness and humility do not exclude this struggle for the truth, this love. Outside, yes, people seem humble. Yeah, they are humble. So we cannot couple these things together.